Hello, my name is Lisa. Welcome to my podcast. I am a 44-year-old woman. I am homeless. I have been abused by family, by friends that I thought was friends, by lawmakers, by hospitals, by law officials. And it's not right and it's not okay. Not everybody's bad in these places. But you do get mistreated very badly. There are things that go on that a lot of people don't know about that they need to know. I'd like to thank the love of my life for being with me every step of the way. Thank you, Greg. I love you, baby. Thank you to all my best friends. My friends are not just considered as friends. They're considered as my family. Blood does not always have to be family. It does not always have to be blood. All my friends are my best friends. Nobody gets treated any differently. I am 44 years old. I was brought up in a small town in Maine. I had a very abused bringing up. Even into my 40s, I was abused and hit by people. Mentally, verbally, and psychologically abused. But you know, don't give up hope. There's light at the end of the tunnel. I may still be homeless, but I'm not going to give up. I'm going to keep on fighting this fight. We all can stand together and show love and compassion. If somebody needs help somewhere, help them. Money isn't everything. It's the root of all evil. If you see an elderly lady out there crossing the road, whether you're homeless or not, help the poor elderly people. Help somebody carry their groceries. You know, goodness overrules bad all the time. Believe me, I know what it's like to be treated bad. But there are still so many good people out there. Don't give up hope. I haven't, and I seriously don't want you to give up hope. You know, it is a very long road. I haven't found a place to live yet, but I'm not going to give up. Somewhere out there, there is a place for me, and there is also a place for you. Don't give up hope. I have had multiple case managers to take off, that was supposed to take off the stress to help me, and instead I got 100 times more. What we need to do is we all need to come together and help one another instead of hate and violence. That's what God wants, is love and understanding and compassion and love. Even though I've been through a rough life, I've still got so much love to give, so much kindness, so much understanding. We are the world, we are the children. We are a hope for another day. So let's keep giving, as the song says by Michael Jackson and all them other wonderful singers. We have each other. We can help one another. Yes, it is very scary out there. I've seen things that I wish I never saw. But let's stand up and put a smile on our face. And even though there are mean people out there, there's a lot of good people. So, anyway, I'm in a wheelchair. Like I said, I'm a 44-year-old woman. I became homeless about 3 years ago. And I had nowhere to go. So my family took me in and decided they didn't want me no more. So they put me out on the cold streets. That was a nightmare in itself, but you can't sleep when you are out on them streets. Because you gotta have eyes in the back of your head, the front of your head, and on both sides. Because you never know one minute to the next. Thank God my boyfriend has been with me every step of the way. He has shown me love and encouragement. He has never left my side. God bless him. Just don't give up. I deal with stuff on a daily and nightly basis. Stuff that I wish I didn't have to, but I do. You don't ever want to give up hope. I started this channel to try to have people come together to figure out what we can do, how we can help one another, how we can get places of our own. Because depending on others, I found a long time ago, you're not going to get nowhere. Multiple times. And I just won't do it anymore. I want to help you. Let's help each other. Thank you so very much. Until next time, God bless you all. Thank you. Goodbye.